Beitza, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. In the same vein that we just had in Hilchis Yomtiv, three things that Rabbi Gamliel was Machmik Beishamay, three things that he was Mekel, Kineged the Chachomim. Here we have three things. Shloisha Dvarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Mativ Achom Maisu. Sometimes you have this connection in terms of the same Tzura of a Mishnah. And it's a Mishnah also, by the way, in Idiyas. Poroso Yoitzu B'Ritzua Sheben Kanel. This is a famous din, where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is called out, really, by the Chachomim, that Porosoi is Yoitzu B'Ritzu. Ritzu is mentioned amongst the things that an animal would have on it in Perek Bameh Behemi Yoitzu in Shabbos, which is not something that's useful for the Behema, but it's considered a Masa. And with that, it would be considered that if my behema goes out with a ritzua on its horns, that's called that I'm being over on Shvises behemtoi. So perosoi of Rav Loza ben Azariah is yoitze b'ritzua shaben kaneo, this idea, except that Chazal megala that this wasn't a behema of Rav Loza ben Azariah. The Gemara says perosoi is mashmi at one part. Rav Loza ben Azariah was an oishim muflik. That's why in the Gemara Brachas he was chosen as the Nasi, because the Romans would have respect for him because he was one of the Ashirim Muflogim of Klal Yisrael. So what we're talking about over here is Parose of the neighbor of Rav Loza ben Azariah. He didn't make a Macho. Evidently he held that it wasn't Mechayiv a Macho. And because of that, Rachamim in three places in Mishnayis have a Mishnah that says Parose Yoitza. Now, there happens to be a sub-Inyan over here, which is fascinating, and that is the Tosis Yom Tiv brings down from the Beis Yosef that this din is nothing to do with Hilchas Yom Tiv. This is a din on Shabbos. In the Pasuk of Shabbos, we have Laman Yanuach Shorcho, etc., which tells us that this is a din of Shvises Behemtoi. It doesn't say it on Yom Tiv. When the Torah asks Meleches Avoida on Yom Tiv, the Torah doesn't say anything about Laman Yanuach Shorcho, Avdukh, Amoschach, Vigecho, Hashem Shorech. We don't have all these categories. Lemaisa, it's a chiddush, because l'chor, whatever's malacha on Shabbos, malacha on Yom Tov. Yes, we have malacha zorech on nefesh, but not that the malachos are different. So l'chor, whatever would be also mid-deraisa, if shorcha is also by Shabbos, would be also by Yom Tov also. So the Beis Yosef in Tov Tzadikei has a big discussion about this. In Pshat, the fallout of this is, if you look behemshech HaMishnah, where it says, Paros Yoitzu B'tzusha Ben Kaneo, Mekadrin L'sa Behema B'yomtiv. The words B'yomtiv could either be going on the Mekadrin L'sa Behema on Yomtiv, or it could be going on Paros Yoitzu as well. So if you say Paros Yoitzu is on Shabbos, then the words B'yomtiv is only on the second din of the Mishnah. That's what's Negeta Pshat. Laman Ho'emes, as far as the Svar is concerned, whether anything that's Nizgala as an Issa Deraisa, the Gabi Shabbos is also true, the Gabi Yom Tiv, that is a big discussion. Like we said, Beis Yosef, Top Tzadikei, the Minchas Chinuch as well has a ganze discussion about this. Where's it? Negea? The Moshul Tchumen. Don't say Tchumen by Yom Tiv. Who says that there's a problem? If you hold Tchumen Deraisa, would you hold Tchumen Deraisa by Yom Tiv? That's a discussion. Poskim have a lot of rias back and forth. Tchumen Derabbanan, there certainly is. We'll have him Yitzhak Hashem to enter the Masechta, Dinei Tchumen. But Tchumen Deraisa, whether it's by both, another place you have is, let's say, Yom Kippur, where it also doesn't say Tchumen. All Malachs of Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same. Who says this Tchumen Deraisa by Yom Tiv? Who says that the Shvis is Behemtoi by Yom Tiv? So that's the discussion. One other piece to pick up is that, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about carrying out Rishus HaRabim. L'chayra, if the Bailim of that show would be allowed to carry out Rishus HaRab, you'll tell me that a Ritzua Sheben Karneo is not a Tzerich Yom Tiv, something that's business related to the Porah, but it's not Tzerich Yom Tiv. What happened to Mitoich? So this gets back into our discussion we had at the end of the first Perek. Does Mitoich L'gabi Hoitzah Midereisa could be that's Mati all Hoitzah. Could be there's no Issa Hoitzah on Yom Tiv at all. If that would be the case, what about a Behema? So on this halacha in Simen Tov Tzadikei, there's a goyin that talks about it in the Bir Hagro. There's a Magen Avram also makes slight reference to it. Moedi Tochen Mitoich is a litmus test in a Maisa Odom, that since a Maisa Odom of carrying very often is l'tzorech hayom, l'tzorech eichel nefesh, or at least l'tzorech hayom, if you hold the mitoich. So therefore, even if it's not l'tzorech at all, ma'ashenken l'gabi ha-behema, ma'ase behema is a ma'ase behema. So if it's eichel nefesh proper, and a person wants to carry his food for a suit on the back of a shor, v'stama, that would be mutter. But if it's something that's not l'tzorech, there would be osur, and ma'idi tochen be osur even midaraisa. So that's some of what goes into the cheshbonis of this halacha. So that's the parasa yoytze b'tzushim and kanel. The Reb Lozman ben Azai wasn't micha by his neighbor. Umikardin is habehema biyomtiv. What does that mean? Kirud is like scratching because they get bugs, they get fleas. So the they would comb the back of a behema. It does occasionally make wounds. It's maitzidam, makes chaburas. The machlokes over here was because it's a dovashen of iskam. We'll see him at Hashem in Mishneh Yud. The shoychakin is a pilpulin birechayim shalahem. Grinding up pilpulin peppers. These are not our peppers, these are pashtus, hot peppers for spices. Grinding them up, l'cha'oira on Shabbos would be a malach of teichin. According to Reb Lozman ben Azai, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You don't have to do it with a shinui, that's what it means, kedarko. Chacham obviously argue. Chacham hold that you have to grind it shalai kedakim in a moduch, which is not the normal method, because otherwise it's uvdin d'chol. That cutoff point that we've been speaking about, where in Hilchis Yom Tov, if you're going to do everything l'tzarech haichol nefesh, so you're going to end up doing a lot of things that are uvdin d'chol. So Chazal were makbid with that. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Reb Yehuda is the shita l'chor, which is chalak on Reb Loza ben Azayah. Ein mekadnes habeim b'yom tov. We're going to see more about that mitzvah Hashem. Neisha oisa chabura, like we said. Avo mekartzefin. Mekartzefin is something that's not as aggressive. Reb Yehuda holds that the Dovashen of Skaven over here would be osur. We'll see more about that in the Mishnah. Mekartzefin, which is not as aggressive, think about, let's say, combs. Today they say that girls could brush, not comb, because a comb is old to pull out here. So over here we're talking about making a chabura. It's the prongs are thicker or closer together, and they're for sure going to make a chabura by Mekardim, but not by Mekartzevin. Mekartzevin can pull out here. It has to be something that's not aggressive enough to make a psik resha that for sure it'll pull out here. And then it'll be mutter. It's not that the Chachamim argue that the Mekartzevin should be mutter, but they asked Mekartzevin otu Mekardim. Mishnah test. The next Mishnah is clearly only Agav that we just spoke about grinding up pilpulin, so the Mishnah has an opportunity to teach us a few halachas over here of Tumah V'Taira. That is, that's a halach of Ashteto is that a rechaim shel pilpulin, there were three parts. There was the banging part, the part that crushes, grinds. There's the kli that it goes on. And then there's the grinder, it's like a sifter. There's pieces, sort of picture yourself with one of those grinders that you use to grind up maror. So there's the sifting part, and then there's the metal itself, the sharp part, besides for the etzem kli, and then there's what it falls down onto. So the havamina over here would be that if each part by itself doesn't have a din of a whole kli, it's like shivrei kelim. The halacha is if you have a kli that's tomei and it breaks into pieces, that's metar. Shvirosan zuhi taroson. Over here, the Mishnah is telling us that each one is mekabel tumah for itself. We don't look at it as a shever kli. We look at each one as a kli kibul by itself. Not a kli kibul, each one as a kli. The first part, the receptacle that's mekabel, whatever's grinded, that has a din of a kli kibul. The halacha is like this. There's two types of kelim. Basics. There are others. But there's kli eitz and there's kli mateches. We'll leave out kli cheres for now. Kli mateches. It's a more choshev kli, it's made out of metal. And it has a shem kli, even without having a base kibul. The fact that it's functional gives it a shem kli. Whereas a kli eight, something that's flat, like just a board, would not be considered a kli. It's just a piece of wood. Unless it formed in the shape of a kli kibul, and the chshivus of the shape gives it more of a shem kli, and that's why it has a shem kli. So over here, you have the kli kibul, and you have the sharp edge of the grinder, and then you have the sifting part around which the pieces fall through. So the Mishnah says, Mishum kli kibul, the metal part is mekabel tumah, because of I'm sorry, the bottom part, which is made out of eitz, which is made out of wood, but it's formed as a clay kibbul. One. Mishum klima tochois, the sharp edge of the grinder has a shame kli because it's made out of metal, like we said. Mishum kli kvara, the sifting part, itaka doesn't have a clay kibbul, but the fact that it functions in that way as a kvara, chazal were geyser tumo on anything that's like a sifter or a grinder with some type of sifting apparatus, that's a gzera. Why? The Rav brings down that very often they would use for sifting something that's made out of like a mesh bag. People do it even today. A mesh bag, let's say you put in the laundry, it's also like sifting, right? It lets out the detergent and the water and the clothing stays inside. And that has a shame of a beged. That's something else. That's mekabel tumah mideraisa, it's tumas begodim. So over here also anything that has a sifting type of apparatus, they were geyser tumah mideraisa. So each one of the parts of the Rechaim Shel Pilpul is mekabel tumah, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us here.